This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, this evening, folks, the FDA Dragon Slayer is flying, on wings, all the way out to, I believe, Los Angeles, Hollywood, to be honored at the CCHR annual awards gala for his fight for health freedom. And, if there was ever an excuse that was legitimate to not be here tonight, that would be it. And thankfully, we still have another stalwart champion for liberty. And she is known as Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always great to be here, Robert.
And you have a major announcement I just learned right before we went there. Very excited because the counterbalancing that needs to be done in Washington, D.C., especially with that fake newspaper called The Washington Post, good work is done in another paper called The Washington Times. I understand you're joining that team.
I am. I'm headed back to the Washington Times, only this time I will be going as the online opinion editor, and I start on Monday, so I hope all your listeners come check out the Washington Times.
Heck yeah. I mean, you think about all we've been covering about the Washington Post and the kind of things that they've been putting out there that would, in my mind, be defined by or under the definition of fake news and the attacks on Trump, relentless attacks on the Trump administration and everything that they could do to kind of smear it and try to say, well, they're just a front for Russia. I mean, it's getting a little ridiculous now. I think they're trying to nail the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to the wall based on certain claims that he did or did not make. I don't know if you're following that.
I am following it, and it's really turning my stomach. I mean, Jeff Sessions is one of the most honorable senators you can get. Before he took over as Attorney General, he had high ratings from, even Democrats in the Senate, and now they are trying to destroy him. And just because, there's so much fake news out there, just to recap, there is no proof, like the Democrats want to sling, that Jeff Sessions actually spoke with the Russian ambassador to the United States about campaign issues, about Trump's campaign and what Trump may or may not do once he was in the White House. He spoke with the Russian ambassador because as a member of the Armed Services Committee when he was senator, that was his job. He spoke with 30 ambassadors from 30 different countries, and he was asked if he had ever spoken to the Russian ambassador in the context of discussing the campaign, and he said no. He did say that he met with the ambassador twice, once an impromptu gathering at the Heritage Foundation, that's a think tank in Washington, D.C., where he just ran into the guy, and once in his Senate office, as he did with dozens of other ambassadors from different nations. So to slander him, to sling him as if he's done something untoward, it's ridiculous, and this is just the Democrats, fueled by the fake news, being able to try and take down a member of Trump's cabinet.
Well, in politics, we know that lying is elevated to an art form, but Sessions does not have a history of doing that. And if we're to say, or if they are to say, he was lying about meeting with, I think the question was sort of clear. Did you discuss anything with these people? And he said, you know, specific to the campaign. And, of course, you know, the answer was no. And based on the way they want to see the world, that becomes a lie. Unlike, you know, Bill Clinton, when he asked the question of the what was the definition of the word is, it depends, right? But in law, I mean, it's true. If you're savvy, you ask the question is answered. You're not supposed to elaborate further. They didn't ask any more than that, and that was it. So I'm just seeing this this leftist fantasy of how are they going to take down the Trump administration, discredit it, make sure it's not legitimate, especially the day after the Trump address, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal address, and I think that Democrats basically were scrambling to find some kind of issue that they could come back, that they could make a comeback against the Trump White House after that phenomenal speech. You know, and just getting back to Sessions really quickly, the context was obvious. He was asked directly about the campaign. That's what they were discussing, and he said no. And I remember, and you probably do too, Robert, you remember when Barack Obama was president and Hillary Clinton was under fire for ties with her Clinton Foundation and so forth, and Bill Clinton was being he took a flight. He landed at an airport, and who happened to be there but Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and they engaged in a lengthy discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see these people who are crying for Sessions' head right now. You didn't see them crying for Loretta Lynch's head at the time.
Oh, yeah, that was much more egregious as far as a conflict of an event, a confluence of events that could be considered very, very suspect. So we're dealing with, again, the extremism that, you know, as a result of the election, how do they defeat the legitimacy of the president? Of course, they really had to pull out the stops after the State of the Union address. You have an article here about Van Jones, you know, who's, you know, an avowed leftist, not a big fan of Trump, even acknowledging that that was a very presidential address. So it probably heightened the desperation of those. And, of course, the Washington Post, we've covered this, and John Rappaport has written about it, owned now by Jeff Bezos of Amazon. I don't know if they say Bezos or what, but he has a $600 million contract with the CIA to provide, I don't know, some kind of cloud services, more than he paid for the Post itself. And so that should call into question everything, every article that's written, because whether you like the CIA or not, their avowed mission is deception. That is the definition of what they are supposed to do.
Yeah, well, the reason it won't be called into question is because this is the Washington Post, and the Washington Post is part of the liberal mainstream media, and they always protect their own. And you're certainly not going to have any politicians on the left calling for an investigation into the Post. You know, this is how the media works in cohorts with the left-leaning politicians in office. I mean, they just, it's like a tag team that they have going right now, and to be honest, I don't think people can sit back and rest easy thinking, oh, Trump's going to take care of the Republican side, the conservative side of politics now. What's going to happen is he's going to be fighting every step of the way against this hard-charging leftist force that wants nothing more than to take him down. And what you mentioned with the Washington Post, that's just one little chink in the armor that the left has going.
Yeah, well, indeed. Now, you know, that you're coming into the Washington Times again and putting, you know, heading up the opinion page online, however you're editing it. I would like to see the new media, those that are aware of this, you know, incredible leftist and globalist slant, calling out companies like the Washington Post for those conflicts so that they can be called into question anytime they throw out something that seems to be so partisan that it could be rooted somewhere else, not just in partisanship, but in a globalist versus a nationalist approach, because they're not happy with Trump kind of cutting the ties to extreme globalism.
That is that is something that I'm rather chomping at the bit to get into as mm-hmm. far as the whole global movement now. And that is at root what a lot of the left is clamoring for. You know, it's the whole George Soros type thing, and then we saw Mark Zuckerberg, a few weeks ago, pen that, I don't know what it was, pen that lengthy Facebook post how he wants to see the entire world look for global you know, issues to work towards together and not worry so much about sovereignty and individualism and so forth. So I think this whole global movement is something that you've just put your finger on is one of the biggest emerging issues. And, you know, the media in America is definitely part of that.
Oh, definitely. And you know, I'm switching gears here just a little bit. I saw that the Republicans, or maybe the establishment Republicans, are trying to figure out a way to replace Obamacare. And according to Rand Paul, they've got it under lock and key. Rand went to a room that was supposed to be so he can review it. He even brought his own copy machine so he can look at it and go, let's see what's going on here. And the concern is the establishment Republicans are going to do kind of an Obamacare light rather than one that is really rooted in liberty, economic freedom, kind of like what Rand Paul is supporting the movement toward.
I think they are. It kind of hails back to the whole TPP agreement where, you know, Republicans that wanted to see Obama's plan, they had to go into this room and they weren't allowed to bring any pens or papers. They couldn't make copies. They had to swear off that they would not talk about what they saw when they went in the room, when they exited it. And this is kind of what you describe. It's like Obamacare repeal is so simple, and it should be out in the open because it's why so many Republicans, not just Trump, but in Congress, it's why so many won the seats. Americans, by and large, want Obamacare repealed, and they want it done quickly. And so, you know, doing this piecemeal approach isn't going to cut it with voters. And I think Rand Paul actually came out and said that he would not vote for any piecemeal approach, that he would only vote for a measure where there was an outright repeal, where you could kind of put together something that was way more freedom than it has been for the last few years.
Wow. It just goes back to Pelosi saying we have to pass it in order to find out what's in it. It seems like the Republicans, the establishment ones on this, are taking a playbook from Nancy Pelosi, believe it or not.
Unbelievable. With the standing that Republicans got, the clean sweep of the House, the Senate, and the White House, and now they want to tread softly and carefully, it's going to be unforgivable at the polls.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got a lot more to discuss with you, including you have an article on the anti-Trump women in white spectacle and what that was all about. We're up on a break here, so I'm going to hold off on that. And if we can get to also the fact that Mexico is conceding that they're going to take their citizens back if they're returned to them. And that's interesting. Again, more Trump pushing back on it and defending our borders and establishing, once again, a national identity. A nation cannot be a nation if it doesn't have borders. Well, the articles are linked up, by the way, in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. One of the articles by Cheryl is up at WorldNetDaily, WND.com, and the other we have at CherylChumley.com. Both of them, in fact, the other one. So stick with us. We got another segment with Cheryl Chumley. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty will be back with us on the Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, congratulations. Not only is Jonathan Emore, who's being honored as a champion of health freedom, but Cheryl Chumley. Cheryl Chumley, now the online opinion editor for the Washington Times. Mark it, book it, make sure you go there every day. I know I will. That's the kind of clout that, Cheryl, you bring to that paper. So, very exciting. WashingtonTimes.com. Very excited for you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
And for all of us that get to read you there. And, you got a couple articles. I mentioned the Van Jones Cheers, but real quick, on the anti-Trump white dresses and gowns, whatever they were wearing in Congress, I couldn't figure out what was the point of it?
Oh, gosh. This was the funny story of the day, I thought. What was it, 66 Democratic women decided to wear white for the joint session of a Congress speech for Trump. And, you know, I was trying to figure out what their message was. And at first I was reading things. It was about, you know, to show solidarity with the suffrage movement. And then it was all anti-Trump, to show Trump that women are watching you, Trump. You know, be careful that you don't do anything to take away women's rights. And then I started really looking into it, and the Women's Working Group in Congress actually put out this statement that said that they were wearing white to show support for Planned Parenthood, Obamacare, abortion, birth control, equal pay, paid leave. They had this long list, and you know, to me, it's a very muddled message when you just throw everything but the kitchen sink into some type of political communication. It was like the Women's March a few weeks back. You really didn't know what they were marching or advocating for. So it ended up looking poorly on Democrats and Democratic women in particular, in my view.
Well, and I heard even some of them said it was for women's suffrages, and I wasn't sure that anybody was threatening to take away their vote. But yeah, it was.
I did not know.
I know they kept expanding it, but of course, if there were women who were for life, they wouldn't be allowed to be in that group, as we know. The other thing you wrote about Mexico, saying, "Okay, Trump, we'll take back our citizens if they're deported from the states." Were they saying they were going to refuse that before?
Well, Mexico, this was kind of an under-the-radar type thing. Mexico, as you know, has been stonewalling and speaking out, with criticism against Donald Trump, calling him a racist and so forth, hating the whole Trump idea of building the wall, saying that they are not going to pay for the wall, saying that their citizens have a right to be in America and so forth. And so now we get this kind of quiet acknowledgement from the ambassador of Mexico to the United States, who said, indeed, we will take back any illegals that Trump does deport. If they're Mexican, we will take them back into our country. And that was kind of a quiet admission, but to me it was pretty significant because it shows that the Trump messaging from the White House about tight border control is having an effect, and Mexico is starting to concede on some points where before it didn't even want to deal with.
Well, that's a big, big deal, of course. And if anybody's going to complain that they're not going to take back Guatemalans, well, I don't think Mexico's under the obligation to do that. So the idea, though, is to say, hey, these are your people. Our bad they snuck in. I think we got to take responsibility for that. But, if somebody snuck into Mexico, they're probably going to want to send them out of Mexico if they can. So, again, this is a whole idea from the left saying you're not compassionate because you want to have strong borders. Tell me what other country on the planet that has legitimacy is going to allow people to free flow into their country.
Yeah, this whole idea of mixing compassion with border control is spinning out of control. And, I did have a story that I covered earlier in the week about churches and religious leaders taking that compassionate argument and creating what they say is an underground railroad to help illegals hide from the Trump administration. Again, taking compassion and mixing it with a political issue where it doesn't belong.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. If you start confusing a lot of issues together, you'll end up like the Democrats in Congress wearing white. You're not going to know what the hell they're talking about. But some of that, of course, that level of confusion is used, of course, to push an agenda. So it isn't always bad. It could be by design or intent. But Cheryl, your clarity, I am so grateful for, and I'm so grateful that the Washington Times sees it fit to put you in charge of their online opinion page as editor. Very exciting. We're going to be watching for you and reading you every day now.
Thank you.
All right, you ready? You got a lot of work to do. I know you're up for it.
Excited.
All right, that's Cheryl Chumley. We're going to be back after this break with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We'll talk about the racist roots of the minimum wage. Also, why is Ron Paul in Arizona, and does it have anything to do with real money, i.e. gold and silver? RobertScottBell.com for all the notes. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we do a special hour called The Sacred Fire of Liberty in honor of our good friend Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. He's out in L.A. or on his way there to Hollywood for he's not gone Hollywood on us. Don't worry about Jonathan. But his stalwart defense of liberty, he's being honored by the CCHR. I think it's the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And well-deserved. I wish I could be there with you, Jonathan. But you're here in spirit with us all the time. And joining us now, not only in spirit, but in real person somehow. His humanity is with us as well. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty is with us. And always good to have you on, Norm.
Thank you,
It's always good to be here.
Now, this blog post you did at the Campaign for Liberty, I know we've just left the Black History Month, but as you alluded to off the air, Chris Rock says, of course, they got the short shrift. They got the shortest month of the year. So we're going to go ahead and extend it by a few days, and we're going to cover this fascinating story that you've uncovered here. The title is The Racist Roots of Minimum Wage Laws. And I'll hazard a guess that very few people had any clue that minimum wage was actually born of some form of racism.
Well, believe it or not, I would guess that most government schools, and certainly most college econ classes, while they would have some events and tailor a curriculum for Black History Month, they probably don't apply that to the way that regulation and state power and economic regulation was a big feature of Jim Crow and even national laws as recently as the Great Depression. An example of that is minimum wage. As a Campaign for Liberty, my blog post has an article by the great Thomas Sowell, who unfortunately has recently stopped writing his weekly column, which is a true loss for intelligent political and economic discourse that is very strongly pro-liberty. But it says South Africa, for example, white labor unions pushed for minimum wage laws as part of the apartheid laws, and their goal, explicit goal, was to keep black workers from undercutting the white unionized workers. Supporters of the first minimum wage laws in America have used that. Labor unions have always supported minimum wage laws because it raises the price of labor and thus again protects their members. And when you think about it, the victims of the minimum wage laws tend to be teenagers with not great work histories who really need the experience. And by not getting that experience at the price out of the market, it really harms their future earnings potential. And what groups are likely to be most strongly affected? It's likely to be minorities and others I don't want to say marginalized communities because that's sort of become a PC word, unfortunately, but communities that have historically have not enjoyed a lot of the economic advantages. And you have the government putting their hand on their economic opportunities or squashing their economic opportunities. And this is an historic fact that these laws are still on the book, and as Sowell points out, ironically, they're championed by the Congressional Black Caucus and other so-called leaders of the African American community and the Democratic Party. And the reason is, basically, they made a deal with the unions that they'll support their laws, and the unions will in turn support them, and they'll support other parts of their agenda. And of course, their power does rely on a large welfare state and having a dependency class.
Well, it wasn't that, of course, if you could price certain people out, they would be forced into a dependent state or dependent status.
That's right. Yep, that's exactly right. They would, and forced is exactly the right word.
Well, and that's an article we just published moments ago at the Robert Scott Bell Show website by our good friend John Rappaport, Power of the States versus Power of the Federal Government, Who Cares? And it relates to a lot of the things that have happened with the education. Because, you know, how many government schools, from public schools at the lowest level, elementary on up, teach the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the origin and the intent and the understanding with increasing complexity as people are, you know, intellectually developing to really understand the basis of this government as it was supposed to be versus what they have now come to realize is government is supposed to be everywhere. You're supposed to be given things and rights come from the government. That doesn't happen by accident.
Yeah, yes, and of course, an educated person, a person who can think for themselves, is a threat to the government. A person who avoids groupthink, who avoids identity politics, is truly a threat to the modern incarnation of progressivism. And if you want to look at history, the poster child for this type of legislation is the Davis-Bacon Act, the Prevailing Wage Act, which prevailing wage, that usually means the union wage, and that was explicitly done to stop minorities from coming up, for blacks from coming up from the South to northern and urban areas in order to seek greater opportunities during the Great Depression, from undercutting the existing largely white labor force. And it was proposed by racist senators, and it was done, and it is a horribly racist bill to this day, maybe not in intent of the modern members of the administrative state or the labor unions, but in its effect. The vestiges of racism still exist, but they don't exist because we don't have enough affirmative action, we don't have enough welfare, we don't have enough sensitivity training in colleges. They exist because we have the regulatory state, which prevents blacks, and it's not even a color thing. They happen to be the targets at the time that these laws were put in, but today it's whites, it's Hispanics, it's Asians, it's everybody.
Sure, it's a class thing, and, you know, beyond, as you said, racial divide. It's a class divide, and of course, when you look at the Great Society of Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, 1966, so that's about when we came onto this planet, and trillions of dollars, not exaggerating, been poured into the inner cities, and I would say that you could go to inner cities today and find them in much worse shape than they were even in 1966.
Ronald Reagan famously said, "The government declared war on poverty. Poverty won," and I think you could still say the same thing today. Newt Gingrich got, I believe, unfairly smeared as a racist for saying that Obama was the food stamp president. But if you look at the statistics, it's true, and that wasn't a racial comment. That was a comment about how Obama's policies, building on the policies of the second Bush, were creating more people, were leading more people into unemployment, poverty, and there's not a lot of economic growth. And I'm not a supply sider, and I had some problems with some of the policies advocated by Jack Kemp. But I think that the supply siders are correct, though, in that a better war on poverty is one where the government engages in kind of unilateral disarmament, stops waging war. As I think, Walter Williams once said that he's issuing a pardon of all white people. He'll give white liberal certificates, pardoning them from white guilt. And he said because white guilt has actually been the most destructive force for African Americans in history, because white guilt is what leads to a lot of destructive, well-meaning policy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe actually Malcolm X.
Did I lose you, Norm? Daniel, let me see if we got Norm back, if you can. We're talking about Campaign for Liberty blog about the minimum wage being actually rooted in racism. Fascinating history here, and I would encourage you all to go. The link's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And then an article that just came out from my good friend John Rappaport, we published at the Robert Scott Bell Show website moments ago, and talking about poverty in 1966 and poverty in the inner cities now, and it's just as devastating, if not more so, in what we have now. Our whole classes, swaths of people, regardless of their color or racial heritage, becoming dependent or already maybe generationally dependent upon the federal government. If that's what you call equality, equally dependent on government handouts, it's not a good place to be if you want to survive. Because what happens when the debt collapses? What happens when the Federal Reserve note crumbles because people realize it was a phony scam to bring money out of thin air? And the only thing keeping it going, quite honestly, now is our access to cheap oil, keeping it under a certain price per barrel. If it goes up above that, it's a disaster because all of our food is being shipped in from elsewhere. And if they can't do that in an affordable fashion or at all, you're going to see all the people that are dependent upon government be the first to go hungry or play out in real life that show on AMC called The Walking Dead. That zombie apocalypse becomes real unless you can grow your own food. And I highlighted earlier this week, Ron, where were we talking about this? In Detroit. They're converting all of this empty land into farmland in inner cities, and they're growing organic food and just feeding each other for free, basically. They're printing their own money in the form of food.
Yeah. And of course, if you tried that in a lot of neighborhoods, I bet you'd get shut down for violating some local zoning ordinance, just like if a single mother tries to supplement her income by running a daycare out of her basement or setting up a little hair care business, and she doesn't go through the licenses. Occupational licensing is something else that a lot of libertarians talked about. My old law school colleague, Scott Bullock, who now is president of the Institute of Justice, his group has been doing great work on challenging a lot of these laws. With food, you also have that awful, Food Safety Act?
Oh, yes, right. Hold on, Norm. We're heading into another break. Stand by. We got Norm Singleton here from the Campaign for Liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty edition. Next hour, we're going to be talking about an empty stroller march related to vaccine injury and vaccine deaths of children. Yes, real moms and dads that have experienced this tragedy. Also, the New York Times has actually got an article about informed consent, how you don't have any.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Congratulations once again to Cheryl Chumley, now the online opinion editor for the Washington Times, making it all the better, even. And we've got to counteract and counterbalance the fake news coming from the Washington Post and the head of Amazon and their connections to CIA, the tune of $600 million, that contract. Norm Singleton is here from the Campaign for Liberty. I talked about printing money facetiously because I said if you have a garden, you're printing money, but in a real way because you can feed yourself. Your efforts are going to turn into something that can actually get you something of value that can nourish you, unlike Federal Reserve notes. And I think this is the reason that Ron Paul's going to Arizona for a big event there, Norm.
Arizona, the state legislature, is considering a bill, HB 2014. This is really exciting. This legislation puts into the Arizona state code that specie, gold, silver, and other precious metals are legal tender. It also exempts transactions from legal tender from the state's capital gains tax, which is that's a big step forward towards both these, a huge step forward towards recognizing precious metals as money, restoring their traditional historical function.
Norm, talk into your phone because I'm losing your words here like you're in a tunnel. There you are.
Congressman Paul, for years when he was in Congress, fought to repeal the legal tender laws and roll back the taxes on gold coins and silver coins. Because, you know, if I give you, if you have a 20 and I give you two 10s, you don't have to pay, neither of us has to pay capital gains taxes on this. But if you have a 20 and I give you $20 worth of silver coins in it, you might have to pay a capital gains tax on that depending on the market value of silver on the day that we did the transaction. But if precious metals are money, then how could you make a gain on a currency? So that's what this bill is aimed at. And the exciting thing is is that Congressman Paul is so excited about this. He is personally going to Arizona to help Arizona Campaign for Liberty rally support for it. He will be at the Saddlebrook GOP Beat Club. This is next Wednesday, March 8th. We will be at the Saddlebrook GOP Club from 9:30 to 10:30. He'll be at the Arizona Capitol at 12 for a rally. And, of course, this is all Central Time, Arizona time. And then there'll be an exclusive reception in Paradise Valley from 10 to 4. In that one, there is a charge of $150 per person. You can register on our website at campaignforliberty.com. Space for the reception is limited, so be sure to get your tickets right away. This will be an opportunity for you to, for people who go to personally meet Dr. Paul. In all three events, you'll have the opportunity to hear the leading champion of sound money and free market economics talk about the importance of these efforts. And at the rally, you will get the opportunity to sign a petition circulated by Arizona Steve Farrell to the Senate to let them know that Arizonans understand the importance of this bill and that you expect them to pass that. Hopefully, not only will this bill pass, but that Campaign for Liberty will be able to use the momentum from this to generate support for other initiatives across the country as the Federal Reserve continues to fail to revive the economy. Hopefully, we will see not just the success, the continued growth of the audit the Fed legislation and continued push for that and success of that in the national level, but more states stepping up and reclaiming their constitutional authority over monetary policy and working to protect their citizens from the inevitable next crack, the inevitable failure of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, you don't think that the stock market at, what is it, 21,000 is inflated at all, do you?
That is very bizarre because if you remember, right after Trump was elected, you had predictions that the stock market was going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely though an inflation. I think that history isn't always an exact guide, but it is the only guide we have to go on. And I think if you look historically, the time that that the stock market's about to go through a crash, and you hear people talk about we're going to have a high stock value in perpetuity. I remember that in '87.
No,
before the big crash.
Not the way it works in the real world, folks. Hey, Norm, great stuff today, and awesome blog post there at Campaign for Liberty. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Look forward to hearing about the event. If you're in Phoenix, I know we got a lot of listeners out there. Book it, get there, get a picture with Dr. Ron Paul. I want to see it. And we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing, including stevia, my favorite sweetener killing Lyme disease. Cool stuff, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.